Chapter 33 Pope versus Emperor. The strange double loyalty of the people of the Middle Ages, and how it led to endless quarrels between the popes and the Holy Roman Emperors. It is very difficult to understand the people of bygone ages. Your own grandfather, whom you see every day, is a mysterious being who lives in a different world of ideas and clothes and manners. I am now telling you the story of some of your grandfathers who are 25 generations removed, and I do not expect you to catch the meaning of what I write without rereading this chapter a number of times. The average man of the Middle Ages lived a very simple and uneventful life. Even if he was a free citizen, able to come and go at will, he rarely left his own neighborhood. There were no printed books, and only a few manuscripts. Here and there a small band of industrious monks taught reading and writing, and some arithmetic, but science and history and geography lay buried beneath the ruins of Greece and Rome. Whatever people knew about the past, they had learned by listening to stories and legends. Such information, which goes from father to son, is often slightly incorrect in details, but it will preserve the main facts of history with astonishing accuracy. After more than 2,000 years, the mothers of India still frighten their naughty children by telling them that Alexander will get them. And Alexander is none other than Alexander the Great, who visited India in the year 330 before the birth of Christ, but whose story has lived through all these ages.